You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 59 of Generation 6. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. Today, I'm going to talk about something important. A lot of you have been sending me messages about this topic. Do direct messages still work if you're doing it for business? If you have any questions about it, if you have any thoughts that you want to share with me about it, then send me your thoughts in the comment section right here. I want to say hi to all of my viewers on the fan page. Hey, hey, if you're tuning in with me, please say hi. Tell me where you're watching from. Listen, if you're tuning in with me on the fan page or from the fan page, I would really appreciate it if you share this broadcast into your chat groups, into your training groups, into your personal profile or your training groups if you have those. Tag everybody in the comment section. Do you use direct messaging for your business? Do you do the DMs? Do you slide in people's DMs? What has been your experience with it? Do you think it works? Do you think it rocks? Do you think it sucks? What are your thoughts? Let me know. Hey, Rosel. Hey, Carla. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Now, if you are listening in from the podcast, please don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening in from. And if you're watching this from the YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button, give this video a like, and turn on the bell so that you don't miss any of my future videos. Okay, guys, DMing. Hey, Cliff, thanks for tuning in. I'm gonna wave at y'all. You know what, you guys? Ooh, let me use this hand so that I don't block my other camera. You know what, Facebook, I am also live on my Instagram right now, and I am just starting to do that. So I'm slowly building up the viewership on here. So I would really appreciate it if you also follow me on Instagram. If you're on the Insta, follow me at 16 Ramos. Want to say hello to everybody who's already in here. Hey, Sheila, Karita, hey, hey, Russell, gorgeous as always. Thank you. Thank you. So what are your thoughts about direct messaging? Okay, so I want to talk about this. If you're thinking that direct messages don't work anymore, I totally get where you're coming from. The amount of bots that have sent me messages, I mean, they send me more messages than my mother. Seriously, like my mother, she messages me about 10 times a day. It's like, what are you doing? Because she lives all the way in the Philippines. I'm all the way in Portland, Oregon. She messages me a lot. I mean, what can I say? She loves me. But you know what? These bots, though, like, does it really work? Sometimes it makes me wonder the amount of people that send you Forex links, collab messages. I mean, really makes you wonder what strategy they have in place. So if you feel like it no longer works, if you've tried it in the past and it just didn't give you results, I totally get where you're coming from, because there are a lot of ways that you can totally do this wrong. But I won't totally knock it just yet. After all, messenger marketing gets 70% more open rates than email marketing. No offense to email marketing, right? I still think email marketing is great. I do it. I do both, like chats, SMS, email marketing. I'm on it. But messenger marketing is still so powerful if you do it right, right? Like I said, there are so many ways to do this wrong. And if you have a product business or a service, you should definitely look into how you can leverage direct messaging to get in front of your ideal clients. Now, here's one reason I believe in it so much, is because a lot of content creators are taught to do attraction marketing, right? Attraction marketing, create valuable content. Good. All of that is important. Creating content on the daily, that's important. Being consistent, showing up on the grid, on the feed, that's important. But relying on attraction marketing is basically posting and waiting. Okay, that is only one part of your business. The other part of it is knowing how to cast a wide net and really get in front of your ideal customers or your ideal clients, and knowing how to spark a conversation, to start and further that conversation and that relationship through the DMs. So, hey, Gloria, happy Hearts Day, happy Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh, my viewers from Southeast Asia, by the way, it's Valentine's Day where you are. Happy Valentine's Day. Just want you guys to know that I love you. Thank you so much for keeping me company and choosing me to keep you company through my series. Yay! I love you all. So going back to the DMs. Okay, so how do you do this right? I'm going to give you my go-to tactics when it comes to the DMs. Direct messaging set the foundation for my business. It is the reason, for how, you know, for why I'm, you know, honestly have become really successful in the online realm. It helped me connect with my first few partners. It helped me build an affiliate base of over 70,000 people. It helped my business grow to $2 million a month in sales. I can't even talk. Hi, BJ. Thanks for tuning in. It's all in the DMs, but you have to do it right. So one of the tips that I want to tell you is do not start with the ask. Do a warm up first. Okay. So when you try to search for your ideal customer, your ideal clients, and hopefully you're doing this. All right. I'm assuming that you know how to do this, or if you don't, then connect with me because I'm going to teach you how. You have to know how to find or locate, search for your ideal clients or customers and do a little bit of market research, whether or not they do fit into your offer. Meaning you go through their profiles, go through their content and see if you can establish some sort of connection, some sort of context to, as you know, before you build into or segue into your ask or your conversion messages. The reason why a lot of these DMs get deleted, or the reason why so many people get blocked, is because they go into the sending the link, sending the video, going into the ask without the warm up. So how do you do the warm up? If you've established that someone is already an ideal customer, this is someone that you think will be interested in your product, someone you think will be interested in your offer, or mainly just someone who you feel like can be your friend in real life, then you send them a warm-up message. What is a warm-up message? Maybe you comment on their post first, you bring value, you ask a question, either in the comments and then you continue it in the DMs, right? But this is very important. You have to, your ask shouldn't be the first exposure, basically. So either comment on the post, bring value on something that they posted, say something nice, or ask a question. That would then, there would be a reason then for you to continue that conversation into the DMs. Okay, so that's number one. Do a warm up first. Hey, Mary Riverine, thanks for tuning in. Okay, so my second tip here is then further the conversation, spark a conversation. Instead of starting with the ask, segue into the ask. There has to be back and forth going on first before you send that code or send them a link to your website. See, what you see a lot of in your Instagram DMs or your Facebook DMs is probably something like this. Like, hey, Mary, you know what? We have a sale going on right now in our store. Enter BeMine15 for 15% off. Here's the link. There you go. Buy. Nothing else. That's it. Or join our team. We make 100 millionaires a day. Here's the link. Sign up as an affiliate. I mean, okay, I get it. You want practicality. You want to save time and you want to cover more ground, whatever. You want to do 1,000 messages a day. But what you're doing is really you're just spamming, right? You are not building relationships. You are not having a conversation. This is just you giving me a flyer. That would be it. Doing that in the DMs would be the equivalent of you standing in a mall giving out flyers. And what happens to the flyers? They get thrown in the trash. So that's what basically happens to your message. It gets thrown into the trash. So do not do that. Do not just send the video. I get, you know, I do feedback on a lot of your work, you guys. Like, and I appreciate that. Like, so many PMs from you guys, by the way. And I appreciate that of you asking me for feedback. Like, Six, what do you think of my page? What do you think of my scripts? And when it comes to the scripts, I notice this a lot, is that a lot of people really do want to save time by just inserting the link in there, inserting the pictures, inserting the videos without context, without the conversation. before I send anyone a piece of resource, before I send anyone a link, a video, a picture, there's a primer to that first. There's a conversation. It's like, is this something you want to look at? Or is this something interesting to you? Or is this something you want to learn more about? If they say yes, then I send the link, then I send the video, then I send the registration, whatever, the landing page, then I do that. But I don't get into the ask before the back and forth happens. Okay. Hi, Kyle. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. So, some ways that you can do this. So let's say you did the warm up. You went on their profile, you commented on a post, say they like to cook and you're selling maybe plant-based snacks. Okay. You have a product, plant-based snacks. You're probably going to look for people who are plant-based, vegan, you know, are health conscious, would like to cook their own meals at home. So you see this person, you go through their posts, they're doing a lot of cooking stuff on their content. So you maybe want to comment on one post. They comment back, hopefully. Some people just don't really care about their comment section. If that someone cares about the comment section, then that's probably someone who's going to be receptive to continuing a conversation in the DMs. Then you continue that conversation in the DMs. Kyle says, gotta get that consent. You are throwing me off, man. Okay, so this is what happens. Now, when you further that conversation, then you ask, oh, hey, I really like that post. How long have you been a chef? Okay, you know that it's, when you really get a hold of my scripts, I have a ton of them on 16ramos.com/resources. I give you guys a lot of scripts for depending on the purpose, right? You know, it's a 16 Ramos script if every single thing ends with a question, because my purpose is to have a conversation with you. So I will ask you open-ended questions. I will give you the floor. I will let you speak, because people really like talking about themselves. People like sharing their opinions. People like sharing their thoughts. And so if you just give them room to do that, you might be surprised about the outcome of that whole conversation. So maybe I ask, oh, how long have you been a chef? Or how long have you been plant-based? Something like that. What are your best tips for tastier vegetable dishes? It really depends on where you're leading into, right? What are your favorite snacks, maybe? Something that I will ask if I were selling vegan snacks, for example. And then from there, you're going to have a back and forth. Maybe you've had a giggle or two, right? So this leads me then to my third tip, which is you have to build context. So context really is, why should I care about this, right? You know, your offer might be great, but it wouldn't be great for everyone, really. Unless they have the context, unless you have that connection, or unless you build that connection. Okay, so why should they care about your ask? Let's say you segue into giving them that website link, or your e-commerce store link, or the code to your store, right? Why should they care about that? So you establish a connection then. So you maybe bring up that post and create that connection, like, well, or you refer to something they said in that conversation. So you've had your back and forth, and maybe you say, well, now that I know how much you like plant-based snacks, here's a code for our bean snacks. Click the link in our bio. I'm not sure if you've already checked it out, but just in case you want anything, there's the code just for you. Shipping is on us. Something charming like that, right? So now she's had a conversation with you. You've built context. She knows exactly why you sent her that code. It's not just out of the blue. There's a point to why you sent that message. She may or may not buy. That's a different question, right? Then what comes in would be, you just have to do this as many times as possible to hit your target. So really, it depends on your goal, right? How many customers do you need to create this month? What is your ratio? What is your conversion rate? Do the numbers every day until you get to that number. I totally geek out about that stuff, but right now we're going to talk about optimizing your DM strategy, right? So again, let me summarize everything that I said, because I feel like This is such an important conversation, you guys, because DMs are so, so powerful, but so many people do it wrong. And I wish for you all to master this so that you can duplicate my success, because it's not exclusive to me, but a lot of this really happened behind the scenes. You might notice that I really don't have a big following on social media. You know, I started making my 10K months at below 3,000 followers. 200 fans on Facebook, 2,000 friends on my Facebook profile, but that's really it. And I cast a wide net through my DMs. It's really, really powerful and an effective way to monetize your presence, even if you don't have a big following. So I really wish for you all to master these tactics. Now, let me summarize that. Do a warm up, go through their profile, try to see first if they're, try to do an audit, try to see if they're an ideal client or an ideal customer. If they are, comment on one of the posts, ask them a question, bring value, share your two cents. And then number two, further that conversation into the DMs, right? If they're receptive to your messages, have a back and forth. And then third, create a context, refer to something they said in the conversation, and build up on that so that you have a reason to send that link or that video or that piece of resource. So an additional tip that I want to give you guys, which is so, so effective and completely unexpected, is to send voice messages. Are you guys a fan? Are you guys fans of voice messages? Who here likes voice messages? Let me just read through my comments right here. Hey, Jane, thanks for tuning in. Lelaine says she's watching from Lucena. She experienced a lot of these things that I'm talking about. People just coming up, rolling up out of the blue, sending you Forex links. Like, okay, well, why would I care about that? Isn't that annoying? So do it right. I mean, it's powerful, but do it right. Hey, everybody. Hey, Jessica, Mary Grace. Thanks for tuning in. Monty, thanks for tuning in. What are your questions about DMing? Watching from Bacolod. Hey, Connie. Okay, so here's my last tip for you. An additional tip if you want to really rock the DMs. Okay, send voice messages, because it's totally unexpected. And your voice messages, it really depends on where you are in the conversation. Sometimes I send voice messages to answer questions, to build a relationship, to, as the first exposure, I send a voice message even just to say hi. I really like that post. I really appreciate it. And sometimes when you're already within that conversation, it's just a lot easier for you to just send that voice message because it's quicker. To me, it's practical and it does several things for me. Builds that connection. It's totally unexpected. Gives the wow factor to my messages. And it, you know, it, people get emotionally connected to someone when they hear their voice. It's psychological. So don't be shy. Send a voice message. See how you feel. And if it feels great, you know, you won't die if you send a voice message. If it feels great, then keep doing it. And you're going to get results, you guys, as long as you stay consistent and you do these right. Now, the next part of this, and I often get asked this, is what do I say, right? Like, exactly what do I say? What keywords turn people off? What phrases are powerful? Do I need to use power words? What are your templates? Well, obviously, I give you guys a lot of free templates on my website. But listen, if you have a product business, if you are a personal brand that's selling merch, if you have a service, then you don't have to grasp for words. You don't have to second guess what you need to sell or what you need to send to sell your product or your service. I got you guys. So what you want to do is click the link in my descriptions or my captions, go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com and register for that, because I have 40 message templates prepared for you guys for product businesses, services, and direct sellers that are just plug and play. You can copy paste, just insert the, you know, the elements that you need, because there are blanks in there. You can just fill in the blanks. It's basically a plug and play, copy paste file filled with templates that you can use. So I have in that template, or in that file, there are conversion messages, messages that you might send if you're answering questions, messages that you can send if you're responding to feedback, responding to complaints, influencer collaboration, affiliate campaigns. There are, guys, it is the bomb. So if you want to get your hands on that, go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com. The masterclass is officially opening tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So excited. To those of you who already registered for it, Thank you so much. I am so excited for you to get into the masterclass finally. There's so much value, you guys. I've consolidated all of my expertise, all of my thoughts in the last 10 years building my own business into that masterclass. 8 modules, 30 plus videos, workbooks, guidebooks, weekly coaching with me, all in there. If you don't want to miss out, if you're feeling FOMO, then go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com. You got $100 off until tomorrow. Just enter SM Early Bird 21 at checkout and you get that $100 off. The code is also on the landing page if you go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com. Rock the DMs, you guys. It is so powerful. Don't knock it till you try it. There might be a lot of bots out there, but if you do this right, then you will stand out. So thank you guys for joining me on episode 59 of Generation 6. Have a great weekend. Stay warm and I will see you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.